Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm an alcoholic and I'm sober today. And the question is, how do we deal with new resentments when they crop up? It's a question out of step 10. And when I get to this stage, I've gone through a process of seeing that the problem in my life is me. I have a problem with living life on life's terms. And I've written inventory previously in step 4. I've shared it with another person. I've asked God to help change and remove my character defects. I've gone through a process of making direct amends to people, and I'm living a lot of those amends already in my day-to-day life. And what's happened is my life has got bigger. At the end of my drinking, if you weren't drinking in my garage and you weren't drinking in my car, you weren't drinking with me, and I was really isolated. But by this stage in my life now, life has opened up and I'm participating in a lot more areas of my life. And my sponsor would now say to me, you know, if I haven't got resentment in my life, then I'm not an active member of my home group. And if I haven't got resentment in my life, then I'm certainly not participating in my relationships with my family and my partner. And if I haven't got resentment in my life, I'm certainly not an active member or participant in my workplace. Because, you know, on most given days, what happens is that other people get up in the morning and they be themselves. And some days that works for me, and for other days it doesn't. Because the problem is me, my ability to fit in with others. And then step 10 tells us that love and tolerance of others is our code. And I'd love to say that on a perfect day that happens, but what happens for me is it's progress, not perfection. And some days I'm just not loving and tolerant of others. And I need a process to be able to deal with that. Because when people wake up and they be themselves, they do stuff. And I instantly think, how did that affect me? And I become a victim of their behaviour. And it's a horrible place to be, and I need to find a different way. I need to take a different view. And so when the question is asked of me, what do I do with resentments when they crop up? The answer to the question is in the book, but my truth is that I ride that baby like a wave onto the sand until it crashes on the sand. Usually when other people are being themselves, and I get resentful and I hold on to that for a bit of time, and I sit in the pain until it's so uncomfortable that I have to do something about it, because the only thing that can change is my attitude and my perspective. And so I write it down and I look at what other people are doing and why that is affecting me. What have I done? What behaviour have I done? Or what, I think it says in the book, what action did I take based on self that put me in a position to be resentful? And when I look at it closely, it's usually something that I've done. And usually it's an expectation of others. It's an expectation that people will be different. It's dishonest. And so through enough pain, I eventually look at the problem and how I'm going to change to fit into a situation. What decision will I make now moving forward that's going to allow me to fit in with the others while they be themselves, because I'm never going to stop them being themselves. Or I take a decision to leave that, you know, situation. And, you know, it's grown-up stuff. That's been my experience. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.